I think as you remember, you'll probably hear these three words when you've been looking for a house, or you've thought about real estate, or you've thought about something else in your life. Actually, it's only one word, but it's repeated three times. Location, location, location. You know, when a young family enters a new town to begin a new life, they look for schools, parks, things that would interest the children, that would help the parents. Location, location, location. As we grow older, and Karen and I talked about this too, but mass transit, Lake City doesn't have mass transit 7 days a week, has a bus, the Hiawatha, that runs about 5 days a week. And we're thinking, you know, as we get older, we have no transportation downtown if we can't drive or even walk. So location, location, location. I want you to think about that as a child of God too. Only not location, but I want you to think about God's grace. God's grace and mercy could be supplanted that location, location. Think of God's grace, God's grace, God's grace. And through God's grace, we see His hope. We see His hope in the future. We're reminded through the prophet Jeremiah as he says, I have plans for you, plans to prosper you and give you a future and a hope. We're reminded of that as we're in this pandemic, as we struggle to make things go, as we struggle to see people. This last Thanksgiving, we had a Zoom Thanksgiving with our kids and with Karen's mom. And it was rather interesting. Our son Paul originated the conference, the Zoom meeting, and he kept looking at the clock because we only had 40 minutes, and 40 minutes on a free Zoom, you know. So it was an interesting time to get together. And it kind of made us pause in a way to think about what this world has come to. Thinking about God's grace, God's grace, God's grace. We wonder how we're going to come out at the end of this pandemic, coronavirus, getting the virus shot, and looking forward to the future. And looking forward to the future, we have hope. Maybe not hope in a vaccine. Maybe not hope of taking the masks off anytime soon. Maybe not hope of having a Christmas with family and friends. But hope of a living God. Hope of a God who supplies our every need. Hope of a God who gives us the future. Hope of a God who knows our weaknesses. Knew Paul's weakness. Paul entreated the Lord three times. If you remember in 2 Corinthians 12, he says, I entreated the Lord three times to take this thorn out of my flesh. And the Lord responded, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Moses himself here, he's tired. He's worn. He had led the children of Israel out of Egypt for 40 days and 40 nights. He had gone up onto the mountain and received the Ten Commandments from the Lord God himself, and then came down from that mountain and saw God's people resorting to idols. The golden calf made Moses furious. He's carrying God's people on his back, and he feels so tired and worn, so he goes to the Lord. He wants to see God face to face, to be lifted up, to be refreshed, to be sustained on his journey. But all the Lord said to him is, you can't see my face. If you see my face, you will surely die. So God showed Moses his back. But he just didn't show Moses his back. He showed Moses the hope that he had of fulfilling his promise to his people through the words spoken. God does the same thing to us as well. God gives us that hope, not through things that we see, but things that we read in God's holy word. From Genesis through Exodus through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Revelation, God tells us his promise. Promise of eternal life. Not through who we are. Not through what we do in life. Not through how many kids we have. Not through the money we've earned or the possessions we have. But only through faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we proceed during these next few weeks, we know what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem, and worshiping him once again as our Lord and Savior. And as we proceed these next few weeks, we wonder about our own lives. And yet God tells us that we have a living hope. A living hope that he gives us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And as he gives us that hope, he also tells us something else. That we will be his shining lights in the world. That he will take us and he will mold us like a potter molds his clay. God molds us. And as he molds us through his grace, his mercy, and his peace. And he gives us words to speak. He gives us hands to help. He gives us our presence to be a presence in another one's life. So as we speak, as we hear the words of hope, we speak words of hope. We speak those words of hope, not just to ourselves, but to everyone that we have come in contact with. That the hope of this world for us is the babe of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In his holy name, amen.